this is never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over.
Welcome to Mystic Radio for past lives, people, and pets, your oasis in an otherwise troubled world. Hi, I'm Bob Bordonero, executive producer of Mystic Radio. We are a live call-in show where you receive spiritual healings for you and your pets. So take these call-in numbers down now and give us a call. The toll-free number anywhere in the country, 888-298-5569, locally in the Seattle area, 425-373-5527. Now start dialing now to speak to our Mystic Radio spiritual healers, Robin Alexis and Nels Erasmus. Now, when you call in, please make sure you have a strong cell signal so we can hear you, and please be able to articulate your issues clearly and concisely so these world-class healers can serve you properly. Hi, Robin.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us live today. Now, why would you want to call into Mystic Radio to receive a healing for you or your pet? Because the intention of Mystic Radio has always been to enhance your own ability to know, trust, and act upon your own knowing. Now, when you call up to ask about a past life reading with me specifically, it does help you open up to your soul. And your soul is where your intuitive knowing is. So if you want access to your intuitive knowing, that powerful, clear voice to aid you in your life's choices, then please give me a call. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569, and locally in Seattle, the phone number is 425-373-5527. So pick up your phones and call now.
I'm going to give those call-in numbers again, once again, because we got a line open, so we want to serve you. Toll-free number, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Give us a call now. Talk to the healers. And now I'd like to introduce you to our co-host, one of the great healers on our show, of the two we have. Welcome, Nels Rasmussen. Hi, Nels. Please tell the audience about spiritual reconnection, what you'll be doing for them on today's program.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Hello, everyone. I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor, now a spiritual healer for people and animals. What I'll be doing on today's show is helping you or your pet by getting rid of negative energies which show up as feelings stuck in your energy field or as an active fight or flight system in your pet. This clearing gives you both more positive energy so you can be happier and healthier. When Robin and I work with you, we can address you or your pet's issues with our unique approaches at the same time. This synergy is something you're going to want to experience for yourself, so call into the show today. Now, if you'd rather talk to me off the air to learn more about how my healing work can help you or your pet, go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and click the Contact Us button. I always do a free call to answer your questions and to see if there's something I can do to help you. And remember, spiritual healing can support good medical care. It doesn't replace it. Bob?
And remember, every Wednesday, to set your alarm for 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, and any time in between that in the country, so you'll never forget to listen and call into Mystic Radio for past lives, people, and pets live on the air. Take these phone numbers down now. Give us a call when somebody hangs up. Toll-free number, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Now, when you call in, or if you're on hold, you have one question to ask Robin and Nels. They'll make it a good one. And we have a great show for you coming up with our courageous callers. Now, callers, please, please, please take your phone off speaker and turn off your radio or computer before you get on the call with Robin or Nels. Now, I'm going to play the gong to clear the energy for the show, and then we will get to your calls. Robin, how many gongs today?
Two good ones.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That was. Very nice.
Ooh. Yes. Getting energy flowing, flowing, flowing. And our first call is from Sammamish, Washington, and we've got our old friend Pam from Sammamish, who's looking for some healing from both Robin and Nels today. Hi, Pam. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You are on with the healers.
Hi, Bob, Robin, and Nels. Hi, everybody. I am calling because I have my cat, Indy, that's we know, and she is 14 and lives here. And my son is moving in for a while to remodel a house and bringing his one-year-old little boy, Watson. And they've met before and did not get along. And I'm just wondering if there's anything we can do to help them get along. They might be here for a couple months.
Well, I'm really glad you called into the show because this sounds like a job for Dr. Nels. What do you got, Nels?
Hey. Well, let's see. And tell me more about Indy.
Indy is, she's female, she's 14, she's, you know, this is her domain, so.
And what is she, what kind of, you know, dog, cat, whatever, I need the update here.
She's a cat, she is, you know, basically she was a rescue cat, so she's tabby.
Okay, all right, so, and meeting her one-year-old son, is that right?
It's a one-year-old kitten that doesn't belong to her. I mean, they're moving in. They're moving here from Boston and bringing the kitten with. But the kitten visited over Christmas, and they did not get along.
Right. Okay.
So it's let me jump in here so I can understand, because this is very confusing. It's the two cats that don't get along?
Yes, the two cats.
Okay, thank you.
The one-year-old little male and then the 14-year-old female.
Okay, we got it.
Yeah, and here's what I'm picking up, and it the problems, the 1 year old doesn't have any problems.
Okay.
He's fine with the situation. Yeah, it's mama. It's India's got trouble. So let's see what we can do here. Okay, so I'm going to be working with resetting India's fight or flight system. And also putting in the added feeling of trust as a vibration as I'm working on her, because Indy needs to trust you that you're not throwing a curve here by having this little wild child running around. So
right.
So Robin, is there anything particular you see while I do this work?
Well, I'm feeling like Indy doesn't really feel all that great either, Nels. So can you listen to her body on top of the fact that, you know, she doesn't necessarily want a one-year-old boy in her territory? How does she look to you physically?
Yeah, I'm here's what's going on energetically speaking, and that is that the fight or flight system overrides everything, and she's been stuck in it for a while, maybe since the last time, or maybe longer, being she's been a rescue, she's been around the block a few times, she's probably got a fight or flight system has been activated many times. So that's the overriding thing that then causes the rest of the system to start wearing down. And I am picking up that there's might be some issues in the heart lung area. And that's, but it, again, it's wearing down because of the fight or flight being stuck. So I've got one part of that reset, and I can see there's a little bit more for me to do here. For people who don't know, I have a system where I can contact these two points on either side of the body that help to reset the fight or flight system. And I actually have that as a do-it-yourself course. If anybody's interested, they can contact me through the website. It's a great little way to help anxious pets and pets that have even some mobility problems, that kind of thing, because fight or flight is the number one problem why animals don't heal up. Okay, there we go. I've got a really good reset on Indy. Let me check if there's anything else. I am picking up something in her neck throat area here. So I'm going to do a little special, I call it taffy pulling. we're pulling some really good energy. I call it ohm energy right through that part of the neck and throat. There we go. I've got a really good, clean clearing on that now. Okay, she's pretty spruced up. Anything else you want to add here, Robin?
Well, Indy does look quite spruced up, I have to say. The thing I'm sensing is, Nels, would you take a look at Pam's property, home and property? I feel like there's something out of harmony maybe with another home and property. Go ahead, Bob.
Is Pam clear?
Pam looks clear to me.
Good.
But the house, I feel like your home, Pam, has picked up something from another property that you were recently at. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Okay.
Okay, so then if that does make sense to you, let's go back to Dr. Nels and see if he can adjust something in regards to that.
Well, this is a new area for me, Robin, and I'm doing my best, but at this point, I haven't quite felt myself expand into really knowing what's going on there, so I'm going to have to defer back to you on this one.
Okay, then Pam, maybe what you could do, if you're going back and forth between your property and another property, maybe what you could do is ask the ley lines to harmonize between the two different properties. Yeah, there you go. You just did it. Did you feel the shift, Pam?
I did, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So that's great. Fabulous. And if cats could smile, and see Indy smiling, and she's thanking you, Dr. Nels. So that was beautiful.
Wonderful. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks for the call. Do you want a past life reading with Robin or a spiritual reconnection with Nels for you or your pet? Give us a call now. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. We're going to go to Arizona, where I'm sure it's very, very hot. Hi, Tracy from Arizona. You're looking for a past life reading with Robin, and you are on with the Mystic.
Hi, Robin.
Hi,
Bob. Hi, Nell.
Hey.
How can we serve you today, Tracy?
What's that?
How can we serve you today, Tracy?
Well, first I'd like to say hello, Robin. I don't know if you remember me. My name is Tracy Nelson, and we knew each other back in Los Angeles.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is very exciting to reconnect with you. How can I serve you today on the air?
Hi. you really helped me through my Kundalini awakening, if you remember that.
I am remembering that now. Thank you.
Yes. I am calling. My father passed on August 20th of last year, and I'm having a really difficult time meditating and trying to connect with him, and I'm wondering if he can come through today, if there's a connection, and if he has anything.
Yes. What's your father's name?
His name is Richard.
Richard.
Or Dick. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I see Richard's spirit, but I also feel like somehow part of his energy is stuck in your body. It's like it didn't just go over on a smooth sailing here. And I'm actually feeling that is a karmic pattern where he and perhaps others, that when they were dropping their bodies, they would come through your body to make their exit, and then they would leave energetic footprints in your system. And so I think what I'd like to do is bring in Dr. Nels first to see if he's got a method of correcting this issue.
Well, what I'm picking up is I have to clear the stuck energy in Tracy around the feeling of trust. Mm. And so that's what we're going to do here and see how that shapes up for you, Robin. Tracy, I want you to close your eyes and look down to the left. Take a breath in and hold it and focus on trust and the number 7. And I'm monitoring on your temples for this shift, trust and 7. Trust was broken somewhere, and that's what needs to be repaired. Trust. And there we go. We have synchrony. You can breathe normally again. And it looks like we cleared that vibration. So, Robin, how does that look to you?
Well, that was amazing. When Dr. Nels was using that technique with you, Tracy, what I was seeing is you in multiple incarnations in different wars where you were a nurse or a medic, and you would go out to, you know, get bodies of people who were suffering or sit with the people as they were dying. And there was just this huge enmeshment around tragic deaths where people's energies would come through you. You were very compassionate and very empathetic, and it just got stuck in your field. And then I would see you standing up and just raging at God and saying, you know, why is there war and this is awful? And, you know, as there's blood and flies and maggots. It's just like an incredibly gruesome energy situation for you. And I think when Nels brought in trust, that really started to allow you to receive yourself and to begin to heal yourself and to understand that maybe sometimes our souls create situations as an opportunity to remember what it is we don't want, and therefore we begin to decide what we do want. And there you go. I can feel your energy shifting dramatically around that. And Richard was with you in a lot of these lifetimes. I feel him receiving souls that were stuck in your field as this protocol is continuing to clear. So in a sense, you were like a death doula. You would be with a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. Now I'm seeing not only wartime, but maybe even during like pandemics or plagues or things like that, where you were of service and people crossing over. So this is a pretty dramatic program in you that is shape-shifting. So I do want to go back to Nels again and just have him double-check that there's no more tinkering to do, that the trust thing is strong.
Yes, it is. And going forward, Tracy, what you can do is just put a hand over your heart and remind yourself frequently, I trust, and really get that feeling seeping into your heart, that feeling of trusting that God has got your back, or that your life is working perfectly, just feeling that sense of trust in there.
And Nels, a couple weeks ago on the show, I don't know if you remember it, but you created something that we dubbed the Dr. Nels Trust Orb or Field or something like that. And do you remember what that was?
You know, very vaguely. So that's about what you described. It's like, oh yeah, I kind of remember that.
Okay, let me jump in.
Okay, Bob.
Maybe this will help. You and I, Nels, had an incredible conversation the other day about trust. Can you reiterate what we talked about a couple days ago so that people understand the process of trust?
Right. Well, trust is a very foundational vibration. And first of all, it gets broken because of interactions with other people, or in big ways, when, like Robin was describing, with people in war and they rage against God, then they feel they can't trust God anymore. And what we need to do, because it's very important to feel that trust and have it in our soul vibrating perfectly, because that's what attracts to us good things in our life and a better life experience. And so we're trusting not necessarily anything in particular, but if you can think of a time when you really felt some solid trust anywhere in your life, try to get that feeling and then infuse it into your heart by putting your hand over your heart and really feeling that sink in, because that vibration is what makes your field strong, essentially impervious, and able to move forward with strength and attracting the good things in life that you want. Does that make sense, Bob?
Yes, it does. But here's the question I have. When something that is not so great happens, and you really want to trust that this is the right thing that's going to be happening, how do you work with the fact that you may be feeling really terrible about whatever, but yet you need to trust it?
Right. Well, it is a big challenge for many, many people. And I was there, so I understand it completely. Won't go into a long story on that. Just know that I've been there and done that. And what you have to do is kind of move your perception up to the 30,000 foot level. So you're not right taking everything personally in the moment when you're doing this. Try to be your higher self in this moment and feel that aspect of yourself as you then work with the feeling of trust, because that will help to bring your whole field into a much better place. Did I get there yet, Bob?
Oh, yeah. But also, I had a spiritual teacher years ago, and he said if you take your emotions out of everything and just observe it, if that's possible. I can't say that I can do that very well. But he did say that take yourself out and look at it as a movie and take your emotions out of it, and that way trust can come through the spirit easier.
Yes, that's actually beautiful. I love the whole idea of being the observer. I often tell people if they need to have harmony in their lives to observe harmony all around you. And you can do the same with trust. Robin?
Well, and I think in coming back to Tracy here, that it, when each of us receive the initiation of choosing trust, and then each of us individually together, we weave that trust collective. That's kind of what I was talking about in this ongoing collective of Mystic Radio, and how we're infusing trust into each one of us as individuals and then creating that collective. And then that energy goes out and out and out into the quantum. So, Tracy, we've been talking a lot about trust and your own situation with your dad, etc. How are you feeling?
Well, it's very interesting that you bring up the word trust, because surrounding my father's passing, I was not allowed by my family, my other siblings and my mother, to really know what happened to my father. The medical situation, you know, what medically was going on, although I know, you know, what happened, I was kept away from him. Mm-hmm. And he and I are very close, and
yes,
in a very close spiritual manner. We always have been. So he really was the only person I trusted in our family.
I totally understand that.
Yeah, we had a very close bond. And I, you know, at this point right now, trusting is really difficult, because he helped me with a house. And I have 26 rescue animals, and they are in jeopardy because of my other family members that are wanting to take the house away.
Okay.
And so
I hear you. I hear you. Yeah. And let's, everyone who's listening to Tracy and can feel her father, Richard, in spirit on the other side, and all of the issues that we've all had around trust and interrupted grief, let's take this moment and each just feel into the trust that we're all co-creating right here, right now. And let's lift ourselves and each other up into the vibration of trust, where our souls can vibrate perfectly with trust.
And Tracy, I would suggest when we get this uploaded on our website, YouTube channel, you go to our website and you listen to this again about trust, because this is exactly what we've been talking about today and what Nels and I have been talking about for a really long time.
Yeah, and I hear you about everything. I have deep compassion for you, but the remedy is finding trust. We are initiated into trust. Thank you, Tracy, and I know things are going to turn out okay for you.
Thanks for the call. If you want to talk to the healers today, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Give us a call now. Get in the queue. Talk to the healers. After these messages, this is Mystic Radio.
Are you aware that you can use the Mystic Radio archives just like an audio tarot deck? Robin Alexis invites you to her website, robinalexis.com. Click the About Mystic Radio tab, then click on Listen Now. That's where you'll find the archive of hundreds of past Mystic Radio programs. Then quiet yourself. Put your hands in the prayer position in front of your heart with feet flat on the floor. Now, take a deep breath. Ask your intuition which program date you need to listen to in order to get the answers to your questions and concerns. Many people have told Robin they've received miraculous healings from the Mystic Radio archives. To continue your healing, you may be guided by your intuition to return to the archives and repeat this process. When Robin Alexis does this herself, she receives impeccable spiritual guidance that she's put into practice. So what are you waiting for? Go to robinalexis.com and use the archives of Mystic Radio for your own personal audio tarot deck. What have you got to lose? You might just get the answers you're looking for. That's robinalexis.com.
Are you curious about your past lives? The information in your past lives could be a treasure trove. Haven't you been interested in finding out what it is that you really know deep inside of yourself? And what if you could use that information to create a better life for yourself? What are you waiting for? You can call me, Robin Alexis, and book a session, and I will help you find the keys to unlock the treasure of your soul's wisdom. You can book a session with me by calling Bob at 530-859-2499 or go to robinalexis.com and book in the Mystic Store. That's robinalexis.com and book your past life reading.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Are you interested in becoming more spiritually empowered? My name is Robin Alexis, and that is all I'm interested in doing, is becoming more spiritually empowered. I believe that as we become more spiritually empowered, it uplifts everyone on the planet, and don't you know that's what we need to be doing right now? One of the ways you can do that is not only listen to our weekly show, Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets, but I also have written two books. One is Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song, that is presently available on Amazon Kindle. It will soon be released in soft cover. And I have another book coming very, very soon. It's called Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. And what do we need to remember? That we're in this together, and we're either going to deliberately create a peaceful planet or we're not. Which way do you want to go? Listen to our show and buy my books and enjoy becoming spiritually empowered.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets. From mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington, that's where Nels is. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio.
And if it's Wednesday, we are live for this 1 hour a week, and Nels and I adore being of service to you. He and I both have unique approaches to creating healing, and when we combine them together, it's really fun, isn't it? When you're listening to the show, I'm sure you're enjoying your own healing as well as celebrating everybody else's. Now, if you would prefer to work with me off air, you can book a session with me. You call Bob at 530-859-2499 and he will schedule you. Or if you want to go to robinalexis.com, you can book your session in the Mystic Store. I do like people to go to the website. There's three Reiki healing portals there, and they are very powerful and will help you any time of the day or night. Bob?
To get all of Nell's contact information, go to healingministryforanimals.com. And let's get back to our callers. We have Jamie from Vashon Island, who's looking for some healing from both Robin and Nels today. Hi, Jamie. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with the healers.
Hey, thank you so much. For as long as I can remember, I have felt like there is some kind of heavy, dense, big blockage in me that prevents me from having access to most of myself in terms of, like, internal communication, internal access to information. It feels like about 10% of me is here trying to operate in this world. And it is very hard to operate in this world that way. And about 90% of me is on the other side of whatever this barrier is. And maybe even in other dimensions. I'm not sure, but I'm very
I agree with
what
you.
Your sense of that blockage is and how it can be dissolved or transformed.
Okay, so Jamie, first of all, I want you to ask the vibration of what you're calling that blockage. Is that energy yours, someone else's, or a combination of energy?
It feels largely like someone else's that has been enmeshed within me, within myself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling too. So go ahead and tell that energy that if it's not in your highest and holiest, you command it with the authority vested within you by Mother, Father, God to return to Source Love now. And I'm feeling a lot of energy, so I'm going to go right to Nels and see what he's going to do to help shape-shift this frequency with you.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. Jamie, here's what I picked up as soon as you started talking. And there is a very powerful feeling. It's like a vortex stuck in your field of powerlessness, which sounded kind of like what you were describing with this mm-hmm. total blockage. And interestingly enough, the fix for that vibration of powerlessness is the vibration represented by the word moral, as in it's the moral thing to do. So that's interesting, but I think what Robin was explaining about this other entity may be the reason why moral is so imperative to have in your field. So I want you to focus on the word moral, and with your eyes closed, look down towards your heart, and you're going to take a breath in and hold your breath, thinking moral and the number 8. And I'll be monitoring above your eyebrows for the shift. Moral and 8. Replacing powerlessness with moral. Getting moral in the field. There we go. We have it synchronized. You can breathe normally. And that looks like we cleared that. So let's go back to Robin.
Jamie, do you feel the same or different? Just say yes or no, please.
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's a good answer. So this may sound really nutty to you, but I really do feel that you've got an intergalactic wound. I think that there is some large aspect of you that was in some sort of fight, shall we say, with another being. And actually, I can feel the extraction starting to happen now, where whatever that thing pierced your energy fields with, I'm watching it starting to be drawn out. It looks like it's got more than one prong to it. There's at least 3 prongs, and there it goes. It's starting to move. And it's keeping, there you go, it's going and going and going. And let's call in the overlords of consequences to hold whatever this being was that did this to you. Let's hold that being accountable for breaking universal law. And we call that all energy material that was projected at you and pierced through you. There you go, it's leaving. Let's just get it all out there. That's better. Keep going. You're doing a good job. And it's moving. Nels, as I'm continuing to observe this energy being extracted from her field and the accountability for this being who broke universal law, which is why I think you came up with the word moral, do you feel that there's anything else that you could do for Jamie?
Well, what I was doing while you were talking was I was just bolstering that whole moral vibration. So I've been, you might say, holding her in a bubble of moral vibration and helping the field in that way. So that's what I'm doing to continue that process.
Okay. And Jamie, you may need to book a session. You'll know if you don't feel completely relieved of this energy in the next 24 hours, I certainly would reach out either to Nels or myself for a private session. You've been dealing with this thing long enough, and we have told it needs to go. We've called in assistance for it to go. And if for some reason it's not obeying, you will need a little extra support. So anyone out there, if you're dealing with this type of vibration, there is a remedy for it. And Nels and I both can help you. So thank you, Jamie, for calling in. And I'm sure I'll be tending to you after we're off the air, because this kind of thing really bugs me.
Okay, we have a off-air dog question, I believe.
Yes, we do. Nels, his name is Strummer. He's 14 and a half years old. I did send you a picture. He lives
right
in Ojai, California. What can you do to help Strummer?
All right. Well, let's check into his field here. Okay, there's something very interesting going on. Different, I should say, than what I so commonly find. There's something on the right side of his head. And I need to connect that with his right side of his chest. It seems to be something related to a heart or lung going on. So I'm reconnecting these points right now and bringing in some just clear energy as opposed to the interference that's in there. Being an older animal, you know, that's we run into things that eventually cause our bodies to become exhausted, wear out, and decline. So I'm essentially helping to repair one of those things, which is a bad energy connection between brain and body here. And there we have that reset. Excuse me. And yeah, it looks like there's also something going on at the abdomen on the right side as well. And that needs that brain-body connection, so I'll get that set up. Is there anything that you're seeing here, Robin, that you could help us with?
Well, I'm wondering if his aura was permeated by an outside frequency, like we were just dealing with the previous caller. Is this dog feeling safe energetically?
That's a really great question. Since I just got these two points balanced, let's check in on that. Yeah, there's an energetic interference, and it's attached to a person that this dog associates with. That's what I'm picking up. So actually, the interference needs to be cleared from the person. And if you can kind of identify who that is, maybe we'll be able to get them on the show.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, so you've done what you can for Strummer. And I have to say, while you were working with Strummer, I have a cat named Dragon. And I realized that Dragon is actually dealing with the same type of infiltration issue as Strummer and our previous caller. So we're finding a pattern here of energetic interference that needs to be shifted. And the word you brought in around that, I believe, was moral, that there are some life forms, human or otherwise, who are behaving in an immoral way that are breaking universal law, and we call out the overlords of consequences to hold them all accountable. We all deserve to feel safe, and so it is. Thank you so much, Nels.
Thanks for the call. This is Mystica Radio. We will be back after these messages.
What is an intuitive life coach? A professional who can help you access your intuition and use intuition to improve your life. Robin Alexis has been assisting people to know, trust, and act upon their own intuitive knowing for over 25 years. She's discovered that getting a past life reading is one of the best ways to connect with your own intuition. Why? Because intuition comes from the soul collective memory of all your past lives, not just what you experienced in one lifetime. Robin Alexis is one of the premier past life readers on the planet today. Set your goal now to let Robin Alexis read your past lives. It will enhance your intuitive knowing. Don't let another year go by that you ignore this gift from within yourself. Call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499 to schedule or purchase your session in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com. If your intuition is nudging you to schedule a past life reading with Robin Alexis, don't wait. Do it now.
Are you as happy, healthy, or fulfilled as you want to be? What's stopping you? Do you feel like you're stuck, almost like there's an invisible force field holding you back from what you want? Do you want to break through that invisible wall? It's all in your mind, you know. Those blockages are self-programmed by past traumas and current fears. Did you know that you can reprogram yourself and move through those invisible barriers? I'm Dr. Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I help people and pets all over the world to be happier, healthier, and more fulfilled by eliminating their physical, mental, and emotional blockages with my unique approach to energy healing. I call it neuroenergetic balancing. To learn how this breakthrough approach can help you, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the Contact Us button. Then I'll schedule you for a free consultation to discuss your situation. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Are you interested in becoming more spiritually empowered? My name is Robin Alexis, and that is all I'm interested in doing, is becoming more spiritually empowered. I believe that as we become more spiritually empowered, it uplifts everyone on the planet, and don't you know that's what we need to be doing right now? One of the ways you can do that is not only listen to our weekly show, Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets, but I also have written two books. One is Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song, that is presently available on Amazon Kindle. It will soon be released in soft cover. And I have another book coming very, very soon. It's called Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. And what do we need to remember? That we're in this together, and we're either going to deliberately create a peaceful planet or we're not. Which way do you want to go? Listen to our show and buy my books and enjoy becoming spiritually empowered.
Are you aware that you can use the Mystic Radio archives just like an audio tarot deck? Robin Alexis invites you to her website, robinalexis.com. Click the About Mystic Radio tab, then click on Listen Now. That's where you'll find the archive of hundreds of past Mystic Radio programs. Then quiet yourself. Put your hands in the prayer position in front of your heart with feet flat on the floor. Now, take a deep breath. Ask your intuition which program date you need to listen to in order to get the answers to your questions and concerns. Many people have told Robin they've received miraculous healings from the Mystic Radio archives. To continue your healing, you may be guided by your intuition to return to the archives and repeat this process. When Robin Alexis does this herself, she receives impeccable spiritual guidance that she's put into practice. So what are you waiting for? Go to robinalexis.com and use the archives of Mystic Radio for your own personal audio tarot deck. What have you got to lose? You might just get the answers you're looking for. That's robinalexis.com.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets. From mystical Manchester, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio. Let's get back to some of our callers today. Oh, by the way, if you need Nell's contact information, it's at healingministryforanimals.com. Let's get back to our callers today. And we've got Diane from Bellevue, who's looking for a past life reading with Robin. Hi, Diane. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Hello, everyone. I'm calling on behalf of my neighbor, Sue. And she keeps thinking that she's seeing, this is my words, not hers, a spirit in her house, in her apartment. And she said that she's the only one that can see him. I've been over a number of times, and she said, that, can't you see him? He's here, and he's watching me, and he's stealing from me. I don't know if it's her imagination or if
it's no, it's not her imagination, Diane. Thank you for calling. I can absolutely see a spirit in her apartment.
It's a guy.
Yeah, it is a guy. and he's busted because I can see him too. He's looking at me and he's kind of cocking his head and grinning a little bit. And he's saying, what's the problem? Why can't I be here? And spirit man, you need to respect Sue. That's what's going on
Universal
here.
Universal law needs to respect.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Good one. So if she's uncomfortable with you being there, where is your next highest and holiest place that you can go to? You know, you can cross over. You can go someplace. And he's saying to me, well, what about if I don't haunt her? And, you know, maybe you and Sue need to work this thing out, but it is inappropriate for you to be making her uncomfortable in her own home. So that's what I have to say to this spirit.
Well, maybe, is there any past lives between the three of these, the spirit and the two ladies?
That's a good one, Bob. I'm actually getting a yes on that. That was a good call. Wow. All right, so let's go to Nels to see what he's going to do.
Okay, well, while you were talking, I was tuning in and found that there's a vacuum, so to speak, of a vibration that needs to be in the house, and that's the vibration of peace. And so that's what I've been doing while you were talking, is working on just building a sort of a bubble of peace in that house. Not dealing directly with the spirit so much as just changing the environment. You know, rats don't hang out in a place that doesn't serve them well. So that's what I'm doing here.
Well, the image that I'm getting from the past life is this man was quite a rascal, the son of Sue. In a previous lifetime, I can see her like taking him by the ear and marching him around and, you know, really trying to get him to be respectful and obedient. And he is, maybe he was born with some sort of aggressive frequency. I'm not quite sure. At least now he's just being gently haunting. He's not being that rude. And actually he's kneeling down now and he's opening his arms to his own, little boy from this past life. And he's, hugging that part of him to himself. He's bringing in more, energies of himself from that past life. He did wind up, in jail, in that lifetime, he's showing us. And there he goes. I can feel him starting to cross over. So, and he's, flipping off Nels and saying, thanks for the escort out. But he is grinning Nels. So, that did help him.
Great.
He's just a rasty sort, but anyway, I feel him moving into a healing and peace and closing up that vortex from that past life. That was very interesting, Bob, that you caught that. You must live with a mystic.
22 years.
Yeah. No, so let us know, Diane or Sue, call back into the show in like a few weeks and let us know if everything's peaceful there, okay?
Well, thanks for escorting him out, all of you. I appreciate your help, and I'll check in with Sue and see how she's doing with it, because she did come and ask me, what can you do to help me? And I immediately thought of you.
Well, so you got a team effort here.
So
okay.
I think Bob must have known him in the past life, too.
Let's not go there. Thanks for the call, Diane. Let's get to Ginny from Illinois, who's lost a loved one.
Oh.
Ginny, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Bob, with Robin and Nels.
Hi. I had posted a picture. Unfortunately, last night I had to help my cat Lucius cross over, and I was not aware that he was ill to the extent that we had to help him cross.
Oh, Ginny, I'm so sorry. And I do feel the presence of your cat here, and do not feel that the cross to the Rainbow Bridge has happened. So let's see what Nels can do to help this little guy out.
Okay, well, actually, I'm not feeling like I need to really help the little guy. There's an attachment between Ginny and him. And so what's going on is there's a vibration of the feeling of unloved. And maybe you're projecting that on yourself, Ginny, because you didn't know how sick he was. And so we need to correct this unloved vibration. And we are going to go straight to trust. And that's trusting that you did the best you could and trusting that Lucius is in a good place. So I want you to focus on the word trust. If you can put a hand over your heart and then look down towards your hand with your eyes closed, focus on trust. Do some slow, deep breathing, thinking, trust, and the number eight. Trust and the number eight. I'm monitoring for when this shift takes place here. Trust. It's coming in. There we go. Trust. All right. And then in the future, just keep reminding yourself, I trust, so that it'll help you get that vibration stronger within you. Let's go back to Robin.
So I do feel that your cat did not want you to know that he was ill. And so part of it was he didn't want to trouble you. And he's thanking you. He's loving on you. And he's also saying something about, were there other animals that are like relatively recently crossed over that he would have known?
Yes.
Because he's saying to me he doesn't want to cross the Rainbow Bridge until he finds them. So what were the names and species of these other animals?
Jonas. I rescue rehab feral cats, and Lucius was the first I think he put a beacon outside my house that's led.
Okay, this is making sense.
And possums and all sorts of critters to come
to me. Okay. Okay, now he's calling them. I get it. It's happening now. Nels, is there anything else you want to say? Because I'm feeling the movement of peace now. He's like escorting. He's like the host to the Rainbow Bridge.
Well, excellent. Yeah, I'm getting God bumps all over here because I can feel that. So there's nothing more we need to do. Just remind Ginny to trust.
And Ginny, thank you for loving these animals the way that you do and loving them while they're here and loving them as they cross over. You are an angel. Thank you very much.
So he didn't want me, you know, to know that he was this sick?
No, he did not. He didn't want to trouble you. He didn't want to worry you. And he knew that you would take him and he'd get put down and it would be what he needed. And so, and he wanted to wait until all these other animals, he knew you'd call into the show is what he's saying. And he knew that he'd be able to help all these other animals be able to cross. And so very wise being this spirit is.
He's my little warrior.
Well, yeah, he's just a, he's beautiful. I'm in love. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ginny. And we really appreciate you, and we care about your loss. So I know we have beautiful animals ourselves, and it's just a really sad time. But it's perfect. This is Mystic Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
2 years and just like that.
Robin Alexis, host of Mystic Radio, has released the second edition of her personal memoir. Robin's long-awaited second edition, titled Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song, is now available on Amazon Kindle. Robin invites you to read her life story and share in a customer review about what you experienced as you read this book. As you know, with Robin's radio show, Mystic Radio, spending time with Robin in any way is an experience, not an explanation. Robin wants to hear from you after you read more about the intimate details of her personal story than were previously revealed. Enjoy the beautiful cover art of the book, created by celebrated illustrator and author Baruch Inbar. When you look at the cover of her book, see if you are familiar with the tattoo on Spirit Lady's left wrist. That tattoo is a preview of what the book has in store for you. As you read the book, find out why Robin Alexis encourages all of us to fall more deeply in love with ourselves. Purchase your copy of Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin Song on Amazon Kindle.
Are the events of your life or the events of the world getting you down or off balance? Successful and conscious people recognize when their energy is off kilter. Busy parents and professionals can't afford to mismanage their energy. When you feel something is not right, schedule a one-on-one personal phone session with Robin Alexis immediately. When you realize you're out of balance and things are not going well. In a testimonial, one person said, "In my personal experience with Robin, she has brought peace of mind to my hectic life. She's like a psychic spiritual empowerment coach that I can rely on, who helps me reset my stamina in 1 hour." Call Bob now at 530-859-2499 and schedule your private one-on-one phone session with Robin Alexis. If it's more convenient, purchase your session at the Mystic Store on robinalexis.com. That's the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com or call 530-859-2499. Let the metaphysical mother, Robin Alexis, help you keep it together in this unsettling world.
Hello, everyone. This is Robin Alexis. I'd like to invite you to my website, robinalexis.com. I offer free Reiki healing portals there, and you can listen to the archives of Mystic Radio for past lives, people, and pets. So what are you waiting for? Accept my invitation and visit robinalexis.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for past lives, people, and pets from Mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it is Mystic Radio. Now, to get in touch with Robin for one-on-one sessions, and once you get that intuitive feeling, do it right away because there is a wait list. Or you can check out the website. Well, first of all, you can call us at 530-859-2499, or you can check out and purchase from the website robinalexis.com. You go to the Mystic store and everything is done there for you, and then I call you to schedule your appointment. We want to thank all our wonderful callers today. You make the show what it is. We also want to thank Nels Rasmussen for being with us today and co-hosting. His website is Healing Ministry for Animals if you want his services. Again, thanks to all our wonderful callers today. You make the show what it is. Thanks to Eric back in the studio for flying his bus for us here at Mystic Radio from Mystical Mount Shasta. We will see you next week, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific time. This is Mystic Radio.